Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the aforementioned Captain Matt Bruce, the host of the Captain's America Third Watch, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working tonight, Patriots Day, September 11th, 2021, 20 years later. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Thanks for all the on-duty firefighters, the police officers, the EMS that are out there. Thanks for all that you do. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget, we're also on Twitter at Captain's America, and you can check out our website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and we've got a big crowd outside tonight, out on the outside deck, so they're waiting for this introduction. Now we've got the professor of politics out there in California, where that recall's right around the corner, and they're getting robocalls from Barack Obama. Here he is, Kyle Warren.
Hello.
Yes, indeedy. All righty. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There you go. Yeah, robocalls from Barack Obama. That's got to be fun.
Well, we're seeing him on TV. He's got these TV commercials that are coming on, and he's claiming it's a Republican recall. He's telling everybody all the COVID protocols could be reversed and vote no on the recall, this kind of thing. They're bringing out the big guns, Captain. I think it's kind of telling. They still may be very, very concerned, even though, right, they say the polls are going in Newsom's favor. So
No, they're not. The polls are double-digit in Larry Elder's favor.
Right. Well, but why would they need Obama if everything's
Because
gone?
They're desperate.
Yep.
They're desperate. Okay, well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we just will not let you forget that. Now, before we get into the gist of tonight, of course, September 11, 2001, I have, as I do every year at this time, a lot of audio tapes that I'm going to start playing from the second the plane hit the tower, but I am going to go to a caller right off the bat. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I am Carol. I am from Atlanta.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I am well, and I wanted to tell you that I listen to you every day. I'm not up much at night, so I don't get an opportunity to call in that often.
Mm-hmm.
But I am so glad that I got you in time, because I want to, and I hope I won't cry, to thank you for your service.
Well,
at the World Trade Center.
Thank you very much. But the people that I'm going to remember are the ones that didn't make it, and those are the guys and gals that I always remember.
I know, sir. Mm-hmm. I know, sir.
Yep.
But we are glad you're here.
All right. Well, I thank you very much, Carol. And I've talked to you before. I know who you are, and so does Kyle. And we wish you the very best, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Well, Kyle, I'm going to get it started. This is hard to do, but a lot of these voices you're about to hear are no longer with us. This was Battalion Chief 45, who was on the ground doing some hydrant duty with an engine that was down there. And this is what happened when it happened at the beginning of the evolution.
Battalion 1.
We just had a plane crash into level 4 of the World Trade Center, transmit a second alarm, and start relocating companies into the area.
10-4, Battalion 1.
The World Trade said that Tower Number 1 is on fire. The whole outside of the building was just a huge explosion.
10-4, all companies stand by at this time.
There's been a second alarm on that box immediately.
10-4.
Engine 1 out of Manhattan.
Engine 1 out.
Engine 1 out, World Trade Center 1060. Send every available ambulance, everything you got, to World Trade Center now.
10-4, 1060 has been transmitted for the World Trade Center. 1060 for the World Trade Center.
Three trucks to Manhattan.
Three trucks.
There's civilian reports from up here, a plane just crashed into the World Trade Center for your information.
10-4, okay.
Trucks available.
Battalion 1 to Manhattan.
Battalion 1 hit.
We have a number of floors on fire. It looked like the plane was aiming towards the building. Transmit a third alarm. We'll have the staging area at Vesey and West Street. Have the third alarm assignment go into that area. Second alarm assignment report to the building, okay?
All right, 10-4. Second alarm assignment report to the World Trade Center. Second alarm assignment report to One World Trade Center.
Engine 1 out of Manhattan.
Engine 1 out.
All right, now I'm going to stop it right there because we have the music coming in here. Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, that is the way it started out on September 11, 2001. A lot of confusion to begin with. A lot of people repeating things for the dispatcher to make sure they got a hold of it. And what they didn't know at that time is there was only one stairwell that was open. Only one stairwell. We'll find out about that when we come back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
And I will do just that in this special presentation of our Patriots Day show, honoring all those who lost their lives on September 11, 2001. This is brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot at Relief Factor. And Relief Factor, their family of workers, this affected everybody across the country, as you well know. And there are a number of people that Pete and Seth Talbot knew that were at the World Trade Center that they lost, a lot of friends. But I want to tell you that their product is what really helps me tremendously, because of the fact that I do have the inflammation and the swelling and the pain still from my injuries at the World Trade Center, which I deal with every day. And rather than taking the heavy-duty stuff that I was taking for a number of years, I'm taking this drug-free product called Relief Factor. And it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which is all natural. So I don't need to worry about whether or not I'm going to be woozy or dizzy or any of that stuff, because the stuff that you take is actually good for you, and your body actually needs it. Imagine that. So it supports healthy joints and muscles, and it also helps the rehealing process, too, and helps you to get back on track. It's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. Try it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the three-week quick start for $19.95. All you have to get rid of is pain. And hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right. Well, we're going to pick up where we left off at. What's gone on here, folks, is the first 5 minutes or so of this tape was the firefighters that were showing up in the response. It was what they call the first alarms that went in. They'd already declared a three-alarm situation, and this went on. And you heard the phrase 1060 referred to. That 1060 means send all available medical units. And because we thought, all of us, when we got the call that we were going to be dealing with 40 or 50,000 people in the building, which is what would have been a normal day, right, Kyle?
Right, exactly.
And as it was, people were running late that morning, so there was only about 20 or 25,000 people in the building, and they got most of them out, Kyle. They got most of them out, all of the firefighters, police, and EMTs, which is fantastic. Now, we're going to go right back to this tape and listen to just a few more minutes of it.
To the front of the building. All units responding to box 8087 and 99 and 98, number 1 and number 2 World Trade Center. Bring your extra SCBA bottles to the front of the building. Ask for the division. Other units call them in that.
What's
the Manhattan
case?
Hold on,
Robert. I still can't report to bring a vehicle in front of the American Express building on West Street by orders of Chief Ingram.
Manhattan calling field count.
You got it, Mr. Manhattan. Thank you.
I can't call field count. Thank you.
Four trucks to Manhattan, Kate.
Four trucks, Kate.
Right, 131 to Manhattan.
131 standby. Four trucks, Kate.
Tower, what would you like us to respond into? Tower 1 or Tower 2, Kate?
Four trucks, go to 2 World Trade Center, Kate.
Four trucks, 10-4.
131, Kate.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there. And, Kyle, what you were just listening to was, again, the equipment being dispatched to Tower 1 and to Tower 2. Tower 2 had not been hit at that time, so it was all about Tower 1. But they were staging equipment as close as they could get it without actually having it stacked on top of each other. And, of course, what they did with us coming in was they had us staged at the Manhattan Tunnel until they called us in, and they called us in just before the first World Trade Center went down, and as we were coming out the other side of the tunnel collapsed in front of us.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to bring this in because this is where we called him Chief Oriole. It was a joke, of course. He was Chief Oriole Palmer, but we called him Chief Oriole. And this,
the rescue operation has made very little progress. The fire department had been blighted by malfunctioning radio receivers within the towers. Once inside on the stairwells, the firefighters could not communicate with each other. But that silence was about to be broken.
Someone was able to make the radio receiver work. And we have a remarkable, illuminating document of the effort to get up to the high floors in the South Tower.
This is Battalion 7 on floor 40 of Tower 2. We got one elevator working up to the 40th floor. Staff by a number of Vital 15.
The man who repaired the radio receiver was 45-year-old Oreo Palmer. As chief of Battalion 7, Palmer was amongst the first to arrive at the scene. As he entered the South Tower, he single-handedly fixed an elevator and took it to the 40th floor, halfway to where almost 700 people were struggling to stay alive.
And then he started to climb on foot. And because he was very, very fit man, he was able to make tremendous progress. He had run marathons, he ran half marathons.
We're on the 43rd floor, in the stairway B. On course, we try to get up to Oreo. I'm up to 5 miles.
He went 12 floors in 10 minutes, wearing all the bunker gear, which is 50 or 60 pounds.
We're going to have to lift it. I'm on 69 now, so we need a higher price, please.
When I first heard Oreo's voice on the tape, you can tell he knows he's in a race against time.
Oreo's conserving his oxygen, he's conserving his energy,
That's why there's not a lot of chatter on his part on the tape.
During his ascent, Palmer discovered that one stairwell, the south, was still intact all the way to the impact zone and beyond. For the hundreds trapped there, this stairwell could have been an escape route.
What's going on here, Mario? South Tower, South Tower.
The 78th floor in the South Tower was the bridge point between living and the dead. It was the transfer spot in the elevator system, and a lot of people had masked there. And when the second plane hit, a lot of them were killed outright. A lot of them were injured and waiting for help. And Oriel Palmer was rising and racing to that point to get to them.
We got two. I saw the pockets of fire. We should be able to knock it down with two lines. Where you go that? 78th floor. And it's moving to 1045 Cohorn.
478.
That's all over here. Two more civilians. We got two engines up here.
All right, 10-4. We're on our way.
Oriel got up there pretty quick. Anyone who was wounded or dying, to know somebody was able to get up there, they knew there had to be a way out.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there, Kyle, because there's a couple significant things that were in that little section of tape. Did you hear him say we can knock this down with two lines?
Right, yes.
So what he was telling the people coming up behind him, which there were engine companies coming up, he needed two engine companies behind him who were coming up with the hoses, who were starting to hook them up wherever they could hook them up, closer to the fire scene. By the way, they could not get onto the floor that was on fire. So they were getting all the people out that they could. And you heard him say there were 700 people in that area?
Right.
They got almost every one of them out.
Wow.
Now this, and again, I'm saying this in praise because we kidded with him. We called him Oriel, like Oriel Cookie.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Oriel, Chief Oriel Palmer, Battalion 7. And I was assigned to that battalion for a short time before I wound up in my other battalion that I wound up in, Battalion 11, because I moved around as a fire training officer. I moved around. But we'll get back into that when we come back. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, you're listening to actual tapes from actual people. Unfortunately, Chief Palmer did not make it. You're going to hear the last transmission as the World South Tower, the first tower to collapsed. And it's kind of hard to take, but we got to remember, folks, we got to remember these people. It's their day, not ours, theirs.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he plans to push Congress for additional funding to help emergency workers who responded to the 9/11 attacks and then developed serious health problems.
Number of people sick and dying has greatly increased, and the cost of medical care, which we don't want to skimp on for one nickel, greatly increased, so we need more dollars now.
He says he wants to include money for the fund in a budget reconciliation measure that Democrats plan to pass later this month. Another plane carrying 158 people from Kabul has landed at Doha, Qatar. other countries are beginning to fly into Kabul, including Pakistan, which is now ramping up aid to Afghanistan amid a growing humanitarian crisis. The country's foreign minister is asking other countries to not make the aid conditional. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, and I will, and thank you very much, Kyle. And by the way, this special edition of the Patriots Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, honoring all those from September 11, 2001, who lost their lives in service to their country, plus the people that were killed, and the families and the relatives, is being brought to you by my good friend Mike Lindell, this portion of the program, and MyPillow.com. Now, I talked to Dawn yesterday. She's his administrative assistant, and I told her what I was going to do, and she just wanted me to pass along to everybody that the MyPillow family also shares in the grief of this day, because they also had relatives and people amongst their workers that were there. This affected everybody. This affected everybody in some way or another. So I told them that I would pass that along. Also, before I say anything else, I want to say thank you, Cheryl, for your nice message, your direct message. I appreciate that. And we certainly will continue to do what you are suggesting there. And thank you very much. Now, MyPillow, all you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. It's very simple. On anything you see there, and you're going to get a discount on whatever you're looking at. Some products are discounted as much as 50 to 75%. Some products, it's buy one, get one for that price. So technically you buy one and then you get another one free, whatever the case may be. But you got to go to MyPillow.com, check out everything that's there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. And if you want to use the telephone to call, if you feel confident enough that you can talk to someone on the phone, some people don't want to do business on a computer, and I get it. But if you want to call them on the phone, the number is 800-641-5459. Again, the number is 800-641-5459. Okay, I'm going to bring Kyle back into the mix here. Okay, Kyle, you there?
I'm here.
All right. Now, again, to lay this out, this is Chief Oreo Palmer, who was the only chief officer, a ranked chief officer, that got to the upper floors. None of the other chiefs got up there. He was up there in the South Tower, which is the first tower that got hit by the aircraft, and he got all the way up almost to the floor where the plane came in. He was two floors shy of it, telling the people down below, the firefighters coming up, what they needed. And they were working their way up there, and they actually got the hoses broke down and started to put the fire out as they were getting people out, 700 people, and they got most of them out of that building in the upper floors. They got most of them out in that building. Now, in the meantime, let me just lay down the fact that the people in the other tower were being told to shelter in place because they were going to be okay. You remember that, right?
I do. Yeah, they were told pretty much to go back to their offices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, yeah, they were. Now, and some people did, and some people said, oh, no. But anyway, I'm going to finish this up. It's an hour and an hour. It's a minute and 45 seconds, and you're going to hear some things here. Here we go.
The people who were there at the point of impact to have seen him, I can only imagine it must have been some elation or euphoria that's probably indescribable. Just to see him and realize there's some hope here thanks to this guy who just made it up here.
When I heard the tapes, you were watching a screen with all the words on it, but with a digital countdown, so you knew exactly what was coming. You knew the exact minute that the towers were going to go down. And you can't help but feel like you want to jump out of your seat and say, hurry up and get out of there. You know, you have one more minute before it comes down. And that's the hard part. That was the hard part. I was not surprised when I heard that Oreo had made it to the 78th floor. He made it up to the point of impact, and it's amazing. He left a story behind. My kids will have it, their kids will have it, and I just feel that it's to honor his memory and the person that he was.
Seven minutes after Palmer's last words, the South Tower would collapse.
Now, that's the end of that audio, Kyle, but that's very moving.
It is incredibly moving, even to this day. And again, you know, we just can't comprehend, you know, what it must have really been like. But, you know, we have these transmissions. And again, it's a very, very emotional, very, very emotional thing to listen to.
He was in 2,500 degree heat when he got to where the actual fire was, not even being on the actual floor that the fire was on. And he had to back off. He had to back down two more floors. And what was going on at that time was there was a lot of aluminum on the plane and a lot of aluminum in the building. And that aluminum started to melt, and that started to drip down from the upper floors. And that made things even worse, caught other things on fire. It would land on a car, land on a building, land on a roof, whatever. And because it's so hot, superheated like that, it would catch another building on fire and or whatever whatever it struck. And people don't understand that. Now, I'm going to go back to this this tape right here of the actual fire scene. Okay, so I'm going to go back to this tape so people can understand what was going on the ground at this time.
Marine 6 in Manhattan. In the event of a transport problem in Manhattan, we can establish a staging area at our quarters.
That's the central.
Mr. 17th in Manhattan, urgent.
You're calling out, you go.
Mr. 17th in Manhattan, urgent.
Engine 317, go.
Be advised, I got somebody here from the Port Authority telling me that the elevators on the 44th floor, don't use them, they're about to come down.
Is that going to be from number 2 or number 1 World Trade?
Wasn't sure, I'd say go with both.
All right, Legion Hall Company's operating at the fifth alarm for both World Trade Centers. The elevators, the Port Authority reports the elevators on the number 4 floor is about to come down. All companies operating at number 1 and number 2 World Trade Center at the fifth alarm. Do not use the elevators. They're about to come down as for the Port Authority on the number 4 floor. Fieldcom, receive that urgent.
All right,
Manhattan, the
ladder
21K.
Come to Manhattan.
Come.
Repeat that urgent.
As for the Port Authority, the elevators in the number 444 at 44 are about to come down. Keep all members out, number 1 and number 2 World Trade. 10-4.
Manhattan,
the ladder 21. Manhattan, the ladder 4. Manhattan, the ladder 3-5. Manhattan, the ladder 2-5. Manhattan, the ladder 2-2.
All right, now I'm going to stop it again there, Kyle, because the reason that he was calling these people to, again, to assign them, to remind them about the elevators and whatnot, was they were inside the building and they'd lost their radio capability, except for the South Tower. Where Chief Oreo had been able to, Chief Palmer had been able to restore the frequencies in there so the radios would work inside there, but they did not work inside the other building.
Right.
Yep. So people were at a loss for that. And in the meantime, suddenly, you know, we've got this situation brewing where the World Trade Center, the first building, is about ready to come down, and when it does, then they realize that now you got to get the people out of the second structure, and it was a race against time to get everybody out. And again, the same scenario. They got almost everybody out, but still we lost 343 firefighters and police officers on top of that total. And what I want to emphasize now is that that total isn't the real death total, neither is the approximately 3,000 people from the World Trade Center and also over at the Pentagon and whatnot. We've had 3,900 people that have died of illnesses associated with what they were coming down with at the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. So those numbers are not being counted in all of this. And if you add them up, that comes easily to 6,900. And that doesn't even take into consideration the suicides that we've had. There's been a bunch of them. And that's a story for another day. But we're going to be right back, folks. We're playing some patriotic music tonight during the breaks. The Truckers Highway and Bible Report's coming back. We're going to abbreviate it. And we're going to continue talking about September 11, 2001, because I was shocked yesterday to find out the kids in school are not learning what actually happened that day. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy. And this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilots and Flying J Truck Stops, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. The Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops, go on over there and become a member of the Drivers Club. Get yourself some points for the fuel that you buy, the food that you buy, the supplies you buy in the store. And before you know it, it'll be like having a bank account. You go in there to buy your food, and all of a sudden your meals are paid for because of the points you got added up. And the same thing with stuff in the store. Now, it doesn't work that way with fuel. You'd have to get a fuel card account with them, but then you can do that, too, if you want to do that. That's all up to you. If you're a company driver, obviously your company needs to have it as a designated fuel stop. But this portion of the program is brought to you by them, and we are going to get it started here. This is a song. It was written during the first World Trade Center attack, and it's still popular today, and here we go.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should.
good. Where the stars and stripes and eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price they cost to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. That bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud to do, hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
All righty, that's Aaron Tippin. We're going to stop it right there because I'm going to tell you that I'm going to turn Kyle loose out west for the weather because, Kyle, you got all the weather out by you tonight.
Well, we do, as a matter of fact. And this time last night, we had a lot of lightning and thunder and rainstorms all throughout the Southern California area in the southwest. And we actually had some fires start up. We had at least one house fire in a place called Aliso Viejo. Looks like a lightning struck the house and it burst into flames. Everybody got out okay, but it was really quite odd. And there were other fire-related issues, we think, having to do with the excessive amount of lightning that was around. But we still have the excessive heat warnings in Southern California, also through South Arizona, through Phoenix and Tucson. They're definitely warming up. We've also got Las Vegas, which is included in that. Over the weekend, they're looking at 100 to 103 degrees. Traveling on up Interstate 15 up to Salt Lake City, where they love to have the program on there at the Flying J.
Right.
We've got looking at 80 to 86 degrees throughout the weekend, but right now reporting cloudy conditions there for our friends in Salt Lake City. Air quality alerts all through the state of Montana tonight. Again, particulate matter, this all from wildfires, basically. Same story in Oregon. Most of Oregon covered by that by these air quality alerts, again, because of these wildfires. But the heat advisories in the southwest are what's going on right now, Captain.
Well, the only thing we might have to worry about to the east is there's some cooler temperatures than normal up there along the Great Lakes, and that might trigger some thunderstorms. So that's about it. Other than that, you're looking good for the weekend. It's going to be a great weekend to be doing whatever you want to do. Now, we do have the tropical weather that's out there. Now, Larry and Mindy are gone. As a matter of fact, Larry is way up into... let's see, and it's still a hurricane, I might add, Kyle. It's still a hurricane with 80-mile-an-hour winds hitting Greenland right now.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we've got this system that worked its way across into the Yucatan, and right now it's on shore, but it could redevelop, reemerge in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico, depending on what happens there with the upper air currents and whatnot. Not really sure what's going to happen, but it could affect the western Gulf Coast, including coastal Texas and Louisiana, through the middle of next week. It could come up that way again, and if it does, it'll dump more rain, because this will be a big rainmaker. It won't be much more than that. And again, they can't just afford any more rain over there in that area. But coming off the coast of Africa, we do have a system that looks very enticing because it's already getting up to where it could be a tropical depression just barely off the shore of Africa, with a 70% chance over the next 5 days of developing and a 50% chance over the next 40 hours of becoming something. So this is definitely going to be something to watch. It is going to come across towards the Caribbean. And from that point, we will have to pay attention to it, Kyle.
Exactly right, yes.
Now, I want to go back to what we were talking about here because, again, this show tonight is all about the World Trade Center and September 11, 2001, and those brave, brave, brave heroes that went up those steps that never came down again. And a lot of them brothers and sisters that I knew, firefighters, police officers, emergency medical, Port Authority cops, and
we lost a lot of good people that day. But I just want to play another, let's see here, another minute or so, 2 minutes tops of this.
Banana engine 9-1. Banana engine 5-8.
Engine 5-8, we're on, as far as we can get to the scene, we're going to walk now. Step 4,
he's going to west of Liberty, Jake.
4.
Engine 4-7. Engine 7-6. Engine 7-4. Ladder 2-4. Ladder 7. Ladder 118. Ladder 1-2.
Now, the reason he keeps calling is because this is where the tower has already collapsed, and he's trying to track down these crews to find out if they're okay, where they're at, this, that, and the other. And obviously all these crews, 3, 4, 5 men tops per truck, are inside the building, and most of them have already died.
Right, yeah.
So that's why you hear no answer back when they're doing all the calling. But again, folks, for those of you that thoroughly understand what happened September 11, 2001, you know that we still remember those people, and we will never forget. We will never forget. And as somebody said to me, they said, well, how come you're still here after I got hurt? They said, why are you still here? And I said, we never leave anyone behind. I'm here till the last one comes home. And I did that until I collapsed and I had no choice. I had to go home. But it was what it was.
Well, but that's representative, Captain, of just how the firefighters felt.
That's right.
And everybody, you know, this is, you know, it's so hard to put into words.
Yep.
But it was something that had to be done.
That's why when Joe Biden turned around and left people behind, we don't do that. We just don't do that. The fire service doesn't do it. The police department, none of us do that. The military doesn't do it, but he did. And I'll tell you what, I'll say it again. I said it yesterday at the speech that I gave over at the Bel Air Women's Republican Club. And again, thanks to the ladies for inviting me. It was a very solemn affair, very great event. A lot of fantastic people over there. Was happy to meet a lot of different people. But I told them, I said, this president, in my words, in my way of thinking, based on what we do, has become nothing more of a traitor when he's left people behind. We just don't do that. We just don't do that. All right, hold on, Carl. We'll be right back with more. Hour number 2 of the Captain's America Third Watch Patriots Day Edition. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more to talk about. And there is some news to talk about, too. So we'll get into that, too. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.